Blog Talk Radio.
This gift to you I bring, a simple offering of praise to you I sing. My grateful heart today, with joy it gives you thanks. You're the truth that lights my way. And with all my gratitude, I lift my hands and worship you. All this love from my heart to your ears, I just wanna say, you're the best thing that happened to me.
I'm there with you, there I wanna be. It's clear to see, you're the best thing that happened to me. You gave your life just to rescue me. It's clear to see, you're the best thing that happened to me. Loving God you are, you took my broken heart and held it in your hand. Your healing touch was there to show me that you care. Don't need to live again. And with all my gratitude, I lift my hand. Show you all this love from my heart to your ears. I just want to say, you're the best thing that happened to me.
I'm here with you, with you.
Girl, I wanna be. It's clear
you're the best thing that
happened to me.
The best thing. Everybody!
Inspirational Sunday. God is the best thing that could ever happen to anyone. Amen. Welcome to Inspirational Sunday, a holistic approach to health, wealth, and wholeness. Thank you for joining us as we get the week started with some inspirational words, motivation, music, life coaching from the Solomon Speaks Core. Create an opportunity to restore an expectation. You could call in and join the conversation. And that is removing the but from out of your mouth. I, the sponsors of the show, Solomon Speaks, Monstar Radio, Elite Slave Management, Picasso Painting. And once again, the topic for this morning is removing the but, B-U-T. I am Miss Unbelievable, also known as DJ Litty Lit. All right, y'all, the affirmation statement for this week are I am, remember we're talking about affirming yourself. I affirm myself with faith and prayer. I affirm myself with positive feelings and outcomes. I affirm myself with love, joy, and peace. I affirm myself with me. I am more than enough. Once again, I affirm myself with faith and power. I affirm myself with positive feelings and outcomes. I affirm myself with love, joy, and peace. I affirm myself with me. I am more than enough. That was Fred Hammond. The best thing that ever happened to me is what we started off with. And this is Fantasia Holy Ghost. And then we'll get into our topic, removing the but. Thank you for joining me this morning, DJ Litty Lit, Miss Unbelievable, and I am here to inspire, motivate, encourage you for the start of this week. Let's get it. Let's go. You can join the conversation, 563-999-3411.
Tell you about the Holy Ghost. That's what you feel when I hit every note. See, I had it, I was very small. There's no way I couldn't go the door. I'm on assignment, got a heavy load. No, it ain't easy walking down this road. I got a story, that's what I've been told. Mama said, pretty girl, you good as gold. See, let me tell you about the Holy Ghost.
If you didn't know,
Holy Ghost,
the power of the Holy Ghost.
Holy, Holy.
That's Fantasia, Holy Ghost, and welcome back to Inspirational Sunday. Removing, letting go, eliminating, however you want to talk, however you want to call it, but we got to get that butt, B-U-T, out your mouth. That word has to go today. I'm going to tell you why. The definition for butt is to introduce a phrase or clause contrasting with what has already been accepted. Apart from, other than, mention, used to indicate the impossibilities of anything other than what it is being stated. No more than an argument against something, an objection. Here's another way. But is the word that turns a corner in a sentence. If a sentence starts out in one direction, but can change that direction. When you're trying to give good feedback, you can often negate your efforts by adding a but after a positive statement. By using and instead, you can avoid getting defensive or vulnerable. But, I'm going to say that right here, the but gets you defensive or vulnerable. See, if you use and, it avoids. But if you use but, just as with the mind virus and negative anchors we mentioned previously, we all have common phrases we picked up from our families and cultures that are nothing more than excuses. By becoming aware of them, questioning them, and changing the way we view the underlying fears behind them, we can change the way we think and empower ourselves. I discovered, and I'm going to give you my story, and I only could tell you my story. I discovered one of the biggest culprits causing me stress were my but thoughts or someone else's but thoughts. The moments that played in my head were repeating phrases that controlled how I lived, how I did things, the stress that came upon it, like I should exercise more, but... Right? We always hear that, and we always know what needs to happen after the but. I should go to that networking event, but I should make that call, but I should volunteer, but all these buts were creating feelings of being overwhelmed and literally sucking the joy and happiness out of my life. There's more buts. I'm just giving you guys an example. I had experienced burnout and depression, and it's not a place I'm willing to visit. And I'm pretty sure if you go back and look in your mind, you will hear the word but, and it has caused you burnout, depression, and put you in a place where you're not happy that you are. Or you may be in that place right now, that burnout and depressive place, because you have used but in everything that you try to talk yourself out of, right? When you catch yourself saying, but, it's a signal that you are about to make an excuse for why you're not living your life the way you want or on purpose. Catch yourself and rephrase your excuse into a positive affirmation that will help you stay committed. That's why I have been, since we started 2 weeks ago, giving you affirmation statements every week, affirmation words every week, because those will help you in your mind retrain it, rewrite it, and redo all that stuff. Devote the same attention and care to your thoughts and emotions about the word but. And you do this with something in life. Talk to yourself. Reveal and develop new habits. Rewire your brain. Set yourself free and change your thoughts by eliminating but from your vocabulary. Why? Because but, let me give you an example. I love you, but I'm not in love with you. Well, what I heard was, I was happy because you said you love me. But then on the other hand, when you said, but I'm not in love with you, now I just think you like me. You're not, you really don't love me. You just said that for a reason. Here's some other. I like you, but sometimes you talk too much. What your brain hears is she thinks I talk too much and she may not like me. Whereas she said was, I like you, sometimes you talk too much. Now I like you part has, now I like the part has significance as well. I like you, sometimes you talk too much. Did you see? There's a difference. Words make a difference. I like you, but. Or if you take the but out, I like you, sometimes you talk too much. Or back to my one, I said, I love you. However, my emotions right now is only giving me to a point of love with no condition. I would like to fall, you know, deep in those intimacies, emotions that we have. But see, what happens is we don't know how to deal with our emotions. We cut them off and we keep it real simple. We keep it real basic. We don't want to go in and learn new words. We don't want to go in and train ourselves with different emotions or go through the emotions. We rather use the but and the excuse because that way we don't have to explain how we're truly feeling or have the words to explain how we're truly feeling. Here's another one. Because remember, our brain hears something else. Remember that our brain hears something else. I want to come over with you, but it's too much of a hassle. Your brain only hears it's too much of a hassle. And then it hears he probably don't want to come with me anyway. Where if you would have said, I want you to come with, it's just too much of a hassle. You would get the picture because you're seeing now you want me to come. But something else may be going on. But you don't want to put that but there. I want you to come with, it's too much of a hassle. That but always puts a hold onto something. The best way is to say what you mean and mean what you say. It's okay to be authentic you. Now, that may be a common belief that may be limited, but no, mean what you say and say what you mean. That way you can get off your chest what you really, really feel. We hold on to stuff that gives us a but, and then we get disappointed about it, right? And then we don't want to discuss it, so we put a but there. As we discussed last week, empowering yourself from limited beliefs will help eliminate the but, because your but are just excuses. And the excuses are anchored by a negative thought or a virus mind. Holding on to but are anchoring you down to the fear of success, the fear of failure, fear we are not good enough to achieve what we want, fear of not being loved, being unlovable, fear of rejection, generally leading you to avoid the relationship or people. Period. The question is then, why do we use these buts? Because each but serves its own purpose in that situation. But ultimately, they all help us to remain anchored down to excuses, procrastination, and self-doubt cancels everything you said or did before it. And it provides you a safe, protective place of where you set up negative boundaries or negative boundaries so you won't get hurt again. Or you set up boulders in that specific space right there so you don't have to deal with it. Or it has triggered something that you went through and you don't want it to happen again and you're not ready for change, so you use the word but. But keeps you from listening to your soul speak. But keeps you from allowing you to be your authentic self. But keeps you bound to you wanting to say what you really want to happen. Release yourself and become free from the but. Just imagine your butt. When you sit down, you sit on your butt, right? When you look back, you're looking back on your butt. But that's behind you. You don't want anything behind you to keep you behind. That's why our butt is in the back and not in the front. Note, butt gives the illusion that you want what you want. It's not possible, so that you avoid doing it. So let's just say I want to go walk across the street, but it's too hot. First of all, you don't want to walk across the street, because if you wanted to walk across the street, you'll walk across the street. You won't make an excuse, but it's too hot. Okay? We make excuses because we don't want to do something with them. And instead of being honest with ourselves first, because that's what it starts with, honesty within yourself, then you'll be honest with someone else. So each butt serves its own purpose, but ultimately they will keep you remain in procrastination and excuses. And then sometimes we don't want to see the bigger picture of something because, like I said, we may be afraid of it. But, see, but can be used in a good way if you're going to say something better afterwards. But that's kind of hard, right? Like I said, I just negated it. Here's what you need to do. Change your mindset of what those words can be, and it's going to affect somebody else. Remember, your butt cancels out what you said before. I love you, but. I like you, but. I want to be with you, but. That but makes us not hear anything else but what's after the but. Whatever you said before then has no merit on what we hear. And then you know what happens, you guys? We got to explain after the but, and if we would have just left it in the beginning of what you said and then put a word in like, however, nonetheless, in spite of, yet on the other hand, rather, nor, at the same time, or this may be true, add those words in. It keeps you telling how you feel, but in a way that's not going to negate what you just said. Is going to help you go to the next level of what you need to do and what they need to do. If it's in a relationship or if it has somewhere to go, or if you have something to do with you moving yourself forward. So let's go back to what I was saying before. I need to exercise. However, I need to find a place that works for me. See, it took away the butt of me not wanting to do it. I love you, like I said before, but at the same time, we need to work on how we're going to get there. We took the butt out, and we put back onto how you feel. I statements. And once again, we use those I statements to affirm, to keep a hold of what you want to say. When you think of a but, always put yourself forward. Stop anchoring yourself to negative thoughts, ideas, and fears. Your butt keeps you bound with excuses. And we have no more room for excuses in this day and time. In this day and time, they want you to use excuses. But show out and show out today and eliminate, remove, take away the butts. I'm only going to, like I said, get a quick nugget for you guys about the butt. We will talk about the butt again because the butt gives you two excuses. And we want to eliminate the butts and excuses that keeps holding you down. Once you eliminate the butt, you empower yourself over those viruses and negative anchors. So I encourage you to be empowered, be encouraged, be affirmed today. Remove the butt out of your vocabulary. And understand, it'll help you stand firm on what you want, what you need, and it'll give you an idea of what you fear and those things that you need to overcome. And then it helps you to be honest with yourself and how you want to go about doing something. You won't use but. You will use those other words, in spite of, nonetheless, because now you're explaining how and what you want at that very moment without negating what you said. and then someone saying, oh, that's not what you said. This is what I heard. This is, so you don't have to go into this whole tit for tat thing. You said what you said, and that's what you said without the but. All right? So next week's Inspirational Sunday topic is excuses. Right? I'm just going to touch on it. Like I said, this is a 30-minute show, and I know you guys want it to be longer. It'll be longer soon enough, but right now I'm just giving you guys some inspirational nuggets to help you out through the help you start the week off, because we're here Mondays for Monstrous Monday. We're here Takeover Tuesday, Wet Wet Wednesday, Karma Cafe with the Soul of Me speaking. We're here on Friday nights. And we bring music, and we're back here for Inspirational Sunday. Once again, the sponsors of the show are Soul of Me Speaks, MonstersRadio.com, Elite Sway Management, Picasso Painting, and eMonster.com. What I want you to remember is you always want to inspire yourself to grow. You want to give yourself an opportunity to be able to push, push, push for that change. And that change starts with you. Okay, to feel nervous, because change sometimes requires us to really have to do something. All right, so I'm going to leave you with this affirmation statements again for the week. I affirm myself with faith and power. I affirm myself with positive feelings and outcomes. I affirm myself with love, joy, and peace. I affirm myself with me. I am more than enough. Thank you for joining Inspirational Sunday. I hope to see you again next week and all week long, and we talk about excuses. Okay, I'm not going to say eliminate, remove. We're just going to talk about excuses. You can join the conversation at 563-999-3411. You can leave your message on MonstarRadio.com, and I'll be wonderful and grateful to hear from you. All right, y'all, here is Javante Patton, Better Days, because guess what? Better days are coming, whether we believe it or not. They are here, and they will come. You just got to have faith and believe.
In the climate of our world today, you may be facing trying times, but I believe on the other side, it's simply better days. So get up, dance, put a smile on your face, and confess that I will always see better days. Better days. Oh, yeah. My soul is not afraid. My soul is not afraid. Oh, my soul is not afraid. I will always see better days. I will always see better days. You say,
my soul
is not afraid.
Not afraid.
You got it.
My soul
is not afraid.
Not afraid.
Come on, wherever you are, declare that.
My soul
not afraid.
Not afraid.
I will always. Better day. I love this verse. My peace, you will maintain. Hallelujah. My peace, you will maintain. God, my peace, you will maintain. I will always see better days. Somebody praise God for a peace of mind right there. Your latter shall be greater than your former. Here we go. Back to the top. My peace.
My peace.
You will maintain. Yes, you will. Come on, sing it to the Lord. You will maintain. If I keep my mind on you. Oh, yes. You'll keep me up. Joy of the Lord is our strength. This joy, I can't explain. This joy, I can't explain. God, this joy, this
Better days.